We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics. Aggies All the Way is presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome in. It's a special edition of the Aggies All the Way podcast. We're excited to catch up with this with our next guest, a man who's now a Pittsburgh Steeler, Dax Raymond, kind enough to join us. Dax, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you got a smile on your face, and I got to imagine when the Steelers reach out and sign you to a new contract, that brings a lot of joy to the Raymond house. Talk us through these last couple of weeks and what led you to Pittsburgh.
Oh, you know I have a smile on my face. There's no doubt about that. After the Bears released me after the draft, you know, my agent was telling me that there's a couple teams that want me to come in for workouts, but they obviously have to wait till COVID clears up and whatnot. And I was out training in Florida and my agent called me and said, you know, add the Steelers to the list. They want you to come in for a workout. I said, okay, that sounds great. And then he called back 5 minutes later and just said, you know what, they don't even want you to come in for a workout. They actually just want to sign you right now. And I said, even better, let's do it. So that was on Saturday. And then Monday morning, I flew to Pittsburgh, and here I am.
So, and I knew that there were a lot of teams that were interested in your services but wanted to get a look at you. What was it about Pittsburgh? I mean, what do you think it was about your game that – the Pittsburgh said, you know what, let's not even worry about that. Let's just get him under contract right now.
They told me that they'd seen my film and they had a pretty good draft grade on me coming into the draft last year, but because of previous injuries and whatnot, they were hesitant. And now seeing that I was open and available, they still had interest in me and they thought this is their chance to grab me, and they did. And I'm happy about it.
What was the last year like for you?
It was great. You know, it was my first year in the NFL. I definitely learned a lot in Chicago. There was a lot of tight ends, which made it really hard just to, get any opportunities. But I think for me, it was a great year just to, you know, get my feet wet and learn from older guys. And, you know, obviously the Bears waived me after the year, but for me, it was a great year. I feel like I developed a ton, and I'm excited to take what I've learned and help the Steelers out in any way that I can.
What is life like for a player on the practice squad?
You know, it's a lot of fun. You get to imitate a lot of really good tight ends. Each week I had the fun challenge of trying to block Khalil Mack every week. So, you know, if you're practicing against him, you're going to be ready for anyone, you know? So I took that challenge every week, you know, being practice squad and having Khalil Mack come at me every day. So, you know, it's fun. You're part of the team. It's just, game day, you don't get to go out on the field, which is hard for sure, because that's what we're all there for, is for the games. And, you know, my game day was the padded practices, you know, and I can go head up with Khalil Mack and other great players.
So you mentioned Khalil Mack about three or four times right there. I got to imagine that guy left a lasting impression on you.
Oh, yeah, he did. He taught me a lot. He definitely put me in my place, that's for sure.
But I got to imagine that makes you a better player, being able to go up against a guy like that day in and day out.
Oh, for sure. I had no complaints about it. You know, it wasn't really about, am I going to beat him, or is it how quickly is he going to beat me? So as long as I could, you know, hold my ground for a second longer each day, I was happy with how I was doing.
Dax Raymond, kind enough to join us, the newest member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what has this summer been like with no OTAs and the fact that the COVID situation is really taken over? How hard is it to you know, get yourself in a place and continue to keep yourself in a place where physically you're ready to go at any given moment?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard. It's really dark, I'd say. You know, you don't know when any team is going to call, you know, being a free agent this offseason, especially with COVID. Players aren't even sure when they were reporting back and whatnot, but my agent kept telling me I will 100% get on a team. So I had to believe him and, you know, believe in myself. And I continued to train as hard as I can. And, you know, I'm lucky and blessed to, you know, get this opportunity to be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Because I got to imagine too, normally it's a hair raising experience to be a free agent, but when you're not able to have face-to-face visits, you're not able to work out with you know, in person like you'd like to. I got to imagine there were probably some nervous nights out there for you.
Oh, for sure. You know, talking to my agent, he said that, you know, the day after I was released, I would have flown to a couple teams the next day for workouts, yeah. But COVID was picking up. And so there was 2 months where, you know, I was a free agent that I just had to rely on what my agent was saying, that teams are interested. They just can't bring you in right now. So just keep grinding and keep pushing and it'll come. So, and he was right.
So when Pittsburgh calls up and they offer the contract, was there any thought of like, well, maybe I should get some of these other workouts in, or are you just like, hey, it's a contract, I'm taking it right now?
Yeah. You know, those other teams could offer a contract as well. So,
yeah.
In my opinion, you know, Pittsburgh, they're trusting me. They're giving me the opportunity. They were the first one to offer. So I'm all about that kind of loyalty. So I said, let's do it. Let's go.
When you sign with the team, is one of the, I guess, probably one of the first things you do is automatically go and check out their roster and see how many tight ends and see what the competition's like?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you glance at that. You don't want to get too into it because, you know, everything changed day in and day out, but you know, they have a great tight end room. There's a ton of tight ends here as well that I can learn a lot from. And yeah, me saying a ton of tight ends, it's still half as many as there was in Chicago.
I know, so right.
That's also a very good thing. When I saw that, that's another great reason to come here.
Yeah. It just seemed like, for some reason, Chicago wanted to stock up on tight ends last year.
That is very true, and that doesn't help when you're a rookie and you want an opportunity,
yeah,
for sure.
Dax Raymond, kind enough to join us here on the Aggies All the Way podcast. Were you able to keep tabs on Utah State last year? And, you know, it was kind of an up-and-down season, but what were your thoughts on what you saw, and what are your thoughts on this year's team if we're able to play some football?
Yeah, you know, obviously last year it was the Jordan Love show. I was ecstatic for him, and I'm so excited to watch him in Green Bay. I'm happy he's also got Tipa out there, and you know that the team was great last year. There definitely were up and downs. You know, first year with Gary, so that happens. You know, where there's some games that I thought they could have won, but maybe the chemistry's just not there yet. There's a ton of new players with a new coach. And, you know, looking into this year, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the air right now with Henry just leaving and the Utah QB coming in. But I mean, I trust Gary. I think he is a great coach, and I think he knows what he's doing, and he'll get this team ready to go.
I think we're all expecting, too, a real big breakout year in for Carson Terrell. I got him, and everybody used to always call him Baby Dax, and now's the time where he gets to really flex his muscles as the guy that's going to own that position.
Oh yeah, I'm excited for him. I miss him in the tight end room for sure. I hope I can see him again in a tight end room soon. So, he's going to have a breakout year for sure. He's going to be blocking like crazy, like he always has. And his receiving game is going to explode too. He's a beast, and I'm proud of him and the player he became. I loved watching him last year. It was fun to watch. I miss being there on the sideline with him, you know.
No doubt about it. So let's talk a little bit about as soon as they give you the green light and you're able to get back on the field, I guess you guys are just immediately into camp, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think you probably know as much as I do right now. I wish I had more answers. I'm in Pittsburgh, but I couldn't tell you the first day camp is right now. So, yeah, I wish I knew more about it, but I'm not complaining.
Well, and to be able to catch passes from a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, that's got to be a career high for you.
Oh yeah, that'll be a dream come true. That's for sure. It'll be surreal when it happens, and you know, I'll be excited for it, and I won't forget it. That's for sure.
Well, Dax, we appreciate it, man. It's good catching up with you. Let us know what we can do for you, but we'll be rooting for you and looking forward to seeing you in that Steeler uniform.
All righty. Thank you very much, Scotty. I appreciate your call.
This has been Aggies All the Way, the official podcast of Utah State Athletics, presented by Guild Mortgage. Guild Mortgage Company and the Karen Nielsen team is experienced and knowledgeable with all types of loan products and can tailor the perfect loan for you. Karen and the team would love to meet you and help you own what matters. NMLS number 3274, Equal Housing Lender. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.